Hey, y'all, welcome back to the podcast. And so I want to give a quick disclaimer. If you are new to the podcast, I definitely want to say hello. My name is Dr. TK. I am grateful for your presence today. But I know based off the title, if you're new, it may kind of throw you off. And so I'm going to explain what the title of this podcast means in terms of, in summary, wrapping up season one, the closeout per se. If you are a returning community member of the podcast, welcome back. I am definitely going to give you a bird's eye view of what will be happening moving into the future of the podcast and what we will cover. But I want everybody just to sit down, relax, and consume all of this tea. All right. So let's go ahead and get into today's podcast episode. Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. All right. So welcome back. And so per the title, end of season one, the closeout. If you can see per the podcast episode numbers, I am a little over 400 episodes. Now, a little bit of historical knowledge is that I initially created my podcast on the floor of my private practice office one day with my plug-in headphones to my probably iPhone 6. And I had just learned how to use GarageBand because I was in a coaching program, a mastermind program, virtually and in person. And every month they would expose us to how to reach our audience. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if I had a way to share with other therapists the good, the bad, and the ugly about private practice? So that's what I did. And I started recording all of my lessons learned. Okay. So over time that evolved, people started participating in some polls that I would do on social media. And I would ask therapists, what do they want to, you know, learn about? And I didn't put any cap on it, but I said, what do you want to learn about in business? So I think the first probably 15 to 20 podcast episodes, if you go all the way back, you will notice the quality is definitely different. I was recording some of those on Zoom. Now I do live streams on YouTube. So I guess I wasn't that far off from where I am now. But what I chose to do is answer their questions based on this form that they would fill out. And it would range from, I want speaking engagements. How can I position my brand? How can I market myself in private practice? This is my situation. I want to start a private practice. Where do I start? And clearly, I have been able to break all of that down 10 times over on season one of this podcast. We also tapped into digital products. I would do digital products series. I've talked about family stuff as it relates to integrating being a wife, mom, bonus mom, because that has its different journeys. And then also running a mental health business and a digital product business. And so a lot of the therapists, you know, that listen to this podcast really like when I talk about the work-life integration, because I believe it also makes me human and that I don't just operate based on me being a CEO, right? So I would say reflecting back on the last 4 years, I really love talking about private practice, solo and group practice, and digital products, and then a work-life integration model. But now, in 2024, I am in a season of helping the community that is attracted to my information online to focus on what is getting in the way of them being successful in a private practice, in a mental health business, digital products, or honestly just being a therapist, right? And so moving into season two, and I've had a lot of time to reflect on this, I will give you an update about that in this episode. But I have decided, after some processing and some coaching myself, to blend my two loves. And it doesn't mean that I have not been blending them, but I'm going to do it intentionally. Because again, I started off my podcast intentionally just sharing everything that I've learned from all the hiccups that I've experienced in business across time. So I want to blend my love for, in this order, psychology first, business second. And it may not come to a surprise, but sometimes we want to get the strategy, we want to get the workbook, we want to get the recording, right? But as I've shared with my community multiple times, anyone beyond me even can give you all of the business strategies in the world. But if you are not receptive to those strategies to then implement them based on the mindset that you have, any confidence issues that you have, all the inner work that we do with therapy clients, none of it is going to matter. And one of the things that I posted in my community today is, you know, you can have all the coaching and the strategies in the world, but if you cannot learn how to implement it and shift your mindset to go all in for whatever the desires that you have for your business are, your investments are technically void. They don't mean nothing because you're paralyzed, right? So truthfully, I have not, you know, if we want to get all the way real, I have not been fully excited about recording any podcast, specifically if I'm only talking about business tips. Typically what has happened, and thank goodness we have a library of just all of my past podcast episodes, and my goal is to really stay away from non-evergreen material, meaning I don't do a lot of things around Instagram algorithm at all because it changes every millisecond. I don't do all these things about AI. I could just talk about how AI can benefit you, but it's not the end all be all. But I'm not going to give specific strategies because tomorrow, I mean, hell, in an hour, it can change. But I have not been lit up about when people ask specific business questions, primarily because I feel like I've talked about some of the same topics and I've broken it down like 10 to 15 to 20 different ways. You know what I'm saying? And so it's really about my team knowing where those episodes are. And it happens every coaching call where someone will say something or ask a question, and either we can pull the materials out of a replay and say, go watch this replay because we've named it. Or if I'm, you know, on a coaching call or we're in a CE workshop or even when I'm on a live, when my team is there with me, I say, hey, and I call their name out because I know they're watching or they're there with me. Can you go grab the podcast episode that's called something like this? And I think that it also has a YouTube video. So can you go search my channel? And literally before we end a coaching call, at least the team is able to plug in to our community and say, boom, here's the video on YouTube. I found it. And here's the audio podcast. So what am I saying? I have a full library of so much information where I truly believe that somebody can take the information from my podcast and go build a successful business. Will it cover every single piece? Probably not, but it's a damn good start, right? So I know also when we look at workshops and my presence, for example, on what I used to do as Instagram Live, and now I'm more into YouTube Live, is that I have positioned my alignment to only do video when I feel called, meaning I'm taking inspired action. I'm not moving out of obligatory energy, right? So this is what has lit me up in the last couple of months. Our community listens to a public podcast, which is this one. And then I also have had over the last year signups for a private podcast. Now, there is a particular private podcast that I mentioned in the previous episode called Highly Qualified. The goal of having even the name Highly Qualified was to speak about what I now want to bring into season two. The primary goal was to share the journey of how I became the business owner that I am, with, yeah, certain levels of success, but I don't want to focus on the numbers and the strategies. I want to help other mental health providers look at the journey they've been on, because when we look at our life in totality based on where we are today, if you think about it like an intake is great because it's like you're pulling the pieces of the puzzle together for the client because they don't see their life as a full movie. They just see it as a decompartmentalized, like chapter 11, chapter 3, chapter 2, and they just like verbally vomiting on you, right? Our job is to listen to that and assess for what is the common theme that has made this person into the person that they are today. So what I've done with that particular podcast is I have taken inspired action and downloads that I receive either from my own personal development or me honestly listening or going back to things that I've put out there in the public eye and saying, wow, somebody can really benefit if I go deeper on that, but I really let them in all the way beyond just the strategies, right? So I realized due to timing, I've been processing some changes that I'll go into for 15 months, literally since last January. And I did some episodes about this back last year, right? But I realized it's the first, you know, I'm recording this on April 1st. It's the first day of a second quarter of a quarter. And it's a good time to introduce a new season, right? Also, I just wrapped up an epic bootcamp launch for our Dope Therapist Academy. We are wrapping up certain programs in the second quarter. So it's like a lot of things are being moved off my plate, but I also believe that these things are being moved off my plate for a reason, because God is opening me up for something bigger and bigger. And I'm going to break that down in quarter two in terms of season two on this podcast. So bottom line is, today is a new quarter. And you're probably going to be listening to this on April 2nd. I'm going to drop it tomorrow. Okay. But over the last 15 months, I've had a lot of time to reflect on what has been happening around me. I don't really like to say to me, because it could be happening for me. And if I say me, just replace it with you, right? And I want to spill all the tea, you know, to a degree. I'm going to say, like, if it's related to my family, I'm not disclosing all of those things, right? But I do want to share the lessons learned in my season two. So for example, let me just let you in a little bit more. The private podcast, when I put out the Highly Qualified podcast, I knew that the idea of it was great. I even had an agenda and a syllabus on what topics I wanted to cover. But if you're anything like me, when you start to move based on inspired action, you may realize that maybe the picture that you had in your head doesn't match the movement that you feel right now. So I started to pay attention to what was coming up for me just throughout the day. And like, if I was inspired to record it that day, I would do it in that moment if I could, or I would take notes on my phone and go record it by the end of the day or the next morning. But again, I did not realize how much, I'm going to emphasize how much I would love it, like the topics I have been talking about. So I started off recording the intro one night. I was cool because I was setting the tone, right? It's the introduction. Then as I decided to record episode one, I was like, oh, this is going to be a hitter, right? Like I felt it. And then all of a sudden, throughout the weeks, the downloads would come like back to back to back without me requesting any assistance for this particular private podcast. And the definition of a private podcast simply means that it is behind a either free or paid wall. But in order for you to access it, you need to put in your name and email address. Because the thought of it is, if I want to communicate with you, or if I want to go deeper with you and maybe send you a worksheet or something like that, I can do that because I can also track who's listening. It actually tells me that you listened to certain episodes. And if I want to follow up with you to ask you how it went, I could. And that has definite benefits over a public podcast, because honestly, I don't know if you listened or not until you DM me, because I usually say that at the end of most of my podcast episodes. So when I initially started the Highly Qualified episodes, I originally set up that podcast to be a starter process for mental health providers that maybe knew or did not know that they wanted to invest in their business and grow, but maybe they wanted to know, like, and trust me on a deeper level. And so I thought, let's put it in a private podcast feed, because I don't say all of these things like on a live. I could, but for me, it's a lot easier to actually do an audio recording and go deeper, because I feel like y'all just seriously like my Wi-Fi BFFs. I don't have to worry about getting dressed up for a screen. I don't have to worry about constantly making eye contact with the camera. I can just talk with like my bullet notepad right in front of me on my computer. Now, what changed is when y'all know who y'all are, people started to get into my DM and they were saying like, yo, the podcast today, it hit. Like, people wouldn't even give me any details, but they would DM me the day after or day of that it dropped. And they would just say, I just want you to know that episode this week, it changed some things. You know, it was just like, you can feel somebody's tone through certain words. Like, damn, it was that deep. You ain't even got no words for it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, bet. Oh, Like, I felt like a download of God saying, TK, you better share this information with the world. Now, this download came inside of me about 2 to 3 weeks ago when I start getting a itch to tell my team, like, I wonder what would happen. I wonder what would happen if game with my team. And I'm like, I wonder what would happen if we migrated these episodes over to the public podcast. I believe it served its purpose, but it's not done. So for those of you who are on the private podcast feed, it'll just be dripped over time within the next week or so. And then the new episodes are going to follow, but we about to get lit, because I feel like it's like an unleashing of something that I have been supposed to be doing for a while. So I felt inspired based on what was also happening around me in my environment, because let's face it, as I mentioned, the last 15 months has brought up a good amount of challenges. And I have been in what we would call a winter harvesting season before. I've talked about it on numerous episodes in the past. So I'm able to recognize when these patterns come up, but I'm human, so I don't like them. They don't feel good. So in categories, some of the challenges that have come up over the last 15 months in total has been family stuff. It has been, when I say family stuff, I'm talking about being a bonus mom, you know, being a wife with two boys and living in an inflated world. Like, things change. And when things change around you, conversations need to change. Emotions need to change, right? And so family stuff has been happening and just shifting, right? Like I mentioned, inflation, financial revelations as it relates to how my business is showing up from last year to this year compared to the previous year, compared to the previous year, right? If you're a business owner, you should be looking at your numbers. So I am a numbers person. And if numbers aren't looking the way that I would like or the way that I planned, me and my team need to talk about it. So we've had some financial aha moments, even to pull things off the table that just financially also was not profitable or wasn't making sense for time and efforts being put into it. So with that said, in terms of the business, other challenges have come up. And when I say challenges, it doesn't mean like, you know, breakdowns, even though, yeah, I've had days where I cry, or some days where I low-key want to cry and I can't cry. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, am I on the verge of a breakthrough? Like, this needs to happen already, but I don't want to rush the process. But what was difficult was like knowing that I had intentionally launched or produced or created products or had a product idea, and choosing, putting on the table for my team, because I do want to run a successful business, is I don't want to keep offering something that is not profitable or is not where our community is going, at least the community that we choose to serve. And a lot of entrepreneurs don't do that. They just say, well, I think it's a good product, so I'm going to keep putting it out there. Listen, if it's not doing what it's supposed to do and you've made every tweak in the world, maybe you should put your attention into another product, especially if you have a product suite. So I have been looking at choices of what I should launch, how many times we should launch it, how we should launch it, what should I retire, what may be just temporary laid off to give it a break so that we can think things through. I have laid all of that out on the podcast episode, right? But also what has not been in the public eye is changes in team members, whether it be promotions or letting go of team members. Also, like I mentioned just a moment ago, like just changes in my mood, because all of these things can change the way you show up. And the list goes on and on. But what I can say, which I'm sure you would resonate with, or I would hope that you would, is that I'm also sharing with you that I'm human. You know what I'm saying? Like, things are going to happen. And it just boggles my mind when some entrepreneurs believe that they can wholeheartedly separate business and personal life. Like, no, they compartmentalize. No, they're not. It's like somebody going from relationship to relationship saying, I've cleared my baggage, but you ain't taking no time to process the last three exes or hell marriages that you've had. Nah, the world don't work like that. And what I say is it's like a volcano waiting to erupt. The problem is you don't know when it's going to erupt and you don't know who it's going to erupt on or in front of. So it's best if you take your time to sit in whatever you need to process, right? So with all of that said of me, you know, sharing clearly that I'm human, is that I started to feel over the last 15 months with me being a little paralyzed with not knowing really what to talk about, because I had built a very like strong, dedicated community based on, yeah, the mindset stuff, but usually it would come with, yeah, authenticity, me showing up and sharing behind the scenes, but also, let's be real, the strategy and helping people make money, right? So when I started to reflect on me feeling like this season of my life has happened before, but like on this magnitude with like so many things happening to me in a short period of time, is I was like, the crazy part is like, I've been here before. And I thought to myself, as it relates to the podcast, well, heck, this is the reason why I started my podcast. I had all of these learning lessons that I would share with my friends that were therapists, people who worked at my old job that were therapists. And it was just like, they would say in my face, like, man, you should share this with everybody. But I did not think that a podcast would be the medium for that. It was either Periscope, Twitter, Facebook Live, and then eventually Instagram Live. But I never thought to like put it on an evergreen house, right? So this is how I started my podcast. And I just started to feel really good when I recognized I'm in a new season of birthing something new. So like, are you in a new season of a breakthrough and you're really close to birthing something new, but you're not giving yourself time to even close out the previous chapter? And even though you may close out a previous chapter, doesn't mean that you forget that the chapter ever happened, right? So during this 15 months, I have been able to give myself permission to just be. And believe me, that's been difficult. I come from a family of hard workers, always having one or two jobs. I mean, my grandma is like 83 and she can't sit still, right? So I definitely know by observing my family where I get my inability to sit still from. So it's been hard for me to recognize that sometimes I need to be in a state of being and not doing, right? I also recognize that if I am in the vibe or feeling of just wanting to talk, I'm just going to press record on the podcast. If I want to talk to our community, I could also go to Instagram or the little broadcast channel. Typically, when I go to Instagram and I'm just checking in, I would typically do it in my stories. Why? Because only the people who follow me, who want to be engaged with me, are actually seeing my stories if they're on social media, right? So I have my way of connecting with my community, but a podcast has been a very big part of that, right? So if you've been a longtime listener, I'm also telling you, thank you. If you just tuned in, maybe this is your first episode, the fifth episode, thank you, right? But in terms of me showing up for the best next higher version of me, and I hope that you can do the same thing if you're in a season of turmoil, because I know based off talking to some of either potential clients and existing clients and alumni of our programs, hands down, a whole lot of people are going through a whole lot. But it's pretty interesting that as therapists, outside of going to therapy, it's like taboo because maybe we don't have a place to talk about it, or it's shame or pride, or you don't feel like somebody's going to understand it, especially talking about entrepreneurship. Like, it can get deep to the point where you just keep the shit to yourself. But if you keep it to yourself, then you on the cliff of just like, yeah, having a breakdown, right? So I forced myself in these last 15 months to what I would call, excuse my language, sit in your shit. I had to make myself sit in not being able to predict certain outcomes. It has been difficult. But with that being said, that's why I'm closing out chapter one, because I know that I'm in a breakthrough. I'm in the birthing. And I believe that whoever's listening to my podcast, you're going to witness the breakthrough happening, right? And if you've been with me for 4 years, you actually have seen it happen right here on the podcast, because I've talked about every single piece of the journey, right? So season two is going to be dedicated, yes, to business growth, but specifically around how being a CEO is like a whole different identity. And when you embrace that, what we call abundant CEO-ship, that's when you actually get stuff done. So we'll still talk about like the results of success and what success can look like for you in different streams of income. But I don't want to stay away from for a long period of time, neglecting the journey it takes to get there. And when I say journey, what I mean by that is it's a mostly solo podcast. And so I will be sharing a lot from my personal journey. But most of the times when I share stuff from my personal journey, it's usually triggered by something that somebody else is going through in our community. And I'm like, I know I can help them through like a case study. And I'm not going to tell other people stuff. but I will be my own case study if I've been through it. And that's the great part about having a podcast. It can be very therapeutic and experiential at the same time for me and the listener, right? So as we wrap up, we'll still talk about the hard things in business. We're also going to talk about success. But I also have been able to identify that one of my gifts, and it's okay, y'all, to own your gift. It's okay to actually say this is your gift, right? Because sometimes we get prideful with that, all extra humble. I've recognized, and I can say out loud, that my gift is sharing the journey. I'm a hella good storyteller. I feel like I could have a whole Netflix story, you know, series, like about different components of my life. Every piece of the life wheel, your girl got like a series, not just a 1.5 hour document, you know, just for like one part, right? But my goal here on earth, I feel like, is also to help other people shortcut their path and not make them feel like they're alone by me initiating sharing the story. Because let's be real, online, people are portraying like being a business owner is all cookie cutter, just come to this masterclass and learn these 5 tips. Join this program and you'll automatically have a 6-figure business. Bullshit. Ain't that a card game? Like, I used to play it when I was younger, like BS, you know, because as a kid, you're not supposed to curse. But that's bullshit. We just not about to roll out of bed and make money. And even if you are, it reminds me, for those of y'all who really knew to me, right? It reminds me of like growing up in Compton, like the doughboy that they used to call it in the 80s, right? The doughboy can roll out of bed, get something and make some money. But the problem is he would have to keep doing that thing that he knows he's not supposed to be doing and getting tired of doing it. He would have to keep doing it over and over and over. And all of a sudden he looks up and it's 5 years later. And hell, he ain't in jail. If y'all know what I'm talking about, read between the lines, right? But if he's not in jail, he now realized that he's stuck. He caught in the game. So are you caught in the, I'm just going to live in contentment game? Are you going to live in the, I was put on this earth to be the best I can be game? And every game level that I make it to, just make life a game, right? Every game level that I make it to, I always know that I believe in God, that my God will have another level for me, hands down, but it's going to look better. It's going to feel better. And sometimes I need to go through these winter seasons and I might go through them every quarter, every year. But like I said in a previous episode a while ago, put on your boxing gloves. Show the world that you're prepared, even though it's going to hurt, to go into the ring. And you might feel beat up as you're going through it, but guess what? You still get to walk out the ring. And what did you learn? Some new moves. You learned more information about your opponent, right? But at the end of the day, there's never a loss. Even if your score was a zero is still a number. My son is learning how to count to 120 right now. And he's learned the basic idea of what zero is. Like before one, there's zero. Therefore, zero is a number. Zero can tell you something. So with that said, I will see y'all in season 2. Hop over to my DM. Let me know what stood out for you in this particular episode, and I will see y'all in the next chapter. Bye. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.